This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. John Keim will join us coming up at 8 o'clock to talk Commanders and the Combine. But joining us right now to talk Caps, their head coach, Spencer Carberry, joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Coach.
So was last night's loss at all muted by the fact that it's your first regulation loss at Capital One since, I couldn't believe this stat, since November 23rd? I mean, that's a long time to go between regulation losses at home.
Did you know that?
I knew we were on a pretty good run. I didn't remember the exact dates or how much the exact number of games, but I knew we were on a pretty good run at home and had played really well. And especially coming out of the break, the game against Edmonton, one of our better games of the season. So still frustrating to play the way we did last night, but obviously long season and you're going to have nights like that. So we'll learn from it, take what we can out of it, move on.
So Ovi scores again, and, you know, I mean, enough superlatives. I mean, he's incredible. But we've been having this debate here the last few days, Coach, and I know that you're just worried about game to game and you don't really think about these kinds of things. But let's just put this scenario out there, okay?
Some fans think about this.
Right. This is the kind of thing that we think about.
Yeah. I think you know what's coming.
I love this.
All right, so you're worried about winning and losing and all that. But, okay, you're up 6-3. Let's say, and he needs to tie or break the record. Are you putting him out there to potentially get an empty netter to tie or break the record? Or are you saying, Ovi, you sit your ass right here, we ain't doing that?
Right, for optics' sake.
Great call. And I've thought about it.
You have? Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And I haven't talked to O about this yet, but this is my guess, is that when it gets to that point, I don't think he's going to want to break it with an empty netter.
Right. Or tie it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Right.
But then what comes into play, what you have to think about as well is, like, he's a lot of times our best option to be out there to win the hockey game. So it's a fine line.
Well, it's different
line,
if it's like you're up 4-2 or 4-3 or whatever, right? And they pull the goalie. Yeah. That's different.
During play.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, but if it's like the other day, 6-3 or whatever, he doesn't need to be out there for that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point of, like, if it's a one goal game, do you do it? If it's a three goal game, now are you a little less likely to do it? You just want to make sure there's a goalie in the net when he breaks it. I haven't, like, gotten to that far planning wise, but I have thought about it, and I think it's something that we'll discuss and decide. And
look, there's nothing to be ashamed about with. You're like, you know, empty net goals are part of the deal. Gretzky, everybody has them. They're, you know, they're great. There's nothing wrong with them. You just don't want the signature moment to be that potentially. I don't think anybody does.
I agree. I don't think you're wrong there. I think, you know, the goal to break Wayne, this iconic record, and that'll be shown for years to come in history. I think you want a goaltender in the net. I would agree with that.
So are you going to sit down with him then and say, okay, here's our plan? As you get to like within two or three goals of this, do you plan to sit down with him and at least have a two-minute conversation?
Yeah, it won't be anything crazy. It'll just be, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Here's where you're at with it. What are your thoughts? Get his opinion. And then we'll just go from there.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, who's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Just one more on breaking the record. He's 12 away. Does it matter if it happens at home or on the road?
No, it does not matter.
I mean, you'd rather it happen at home, but you can't control
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Zero question about that. So you would like that, but to try to manufacture that, I just don't think makes any sense. And, you hope it organically happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, but I don't think you can script that or try to plan for that. And unfortunately, I mean, just looking ahead, we play a lot of road games in April to finish our season. I think our last, I want to say six of our last nine are on the road. So that you know, it is what it is. I hope you hope that hopefully it's this year and hopefully it's at home. But you just keep playing the games and keep trying to get the next one.
You got a lot of stuff on your mind, Coach. All right. Look, one thing that you were not happy with last night, and I was watching it first period when Martin, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, Pospisil?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
It looked like he kicked the puck into the net.
He did. That's because he did kick the puck into the net.
Yeah.
And you were not happy. They allowed the goal. I know you motioned to your eyes to the referee on... I don't know who that was, but you were not happy.
No, I was motioning to that wasn't to the refs. That's to Lars. So when we're doing a review, they try to hurry you up. So they go, let's go. And so to buy like an extra 10 seconds, we'll send a line out there. So Lars is line. So I tell him to make sure he looks at me before he goes down for the draw.
Oh, okay.
And I'll give him the thumbs up, like, okay, take the draw. Or I'll say, no, we're going to challenge it. So I'm like pointing to my eyes, like, look at me before you take the draw. Because we're still considering whether we were going to challenge that. And we couldn't challenge the kick. You can't challenge that. That comes from the league. But we could have challenged the goalie interference, which Dowd gets sort of pushed in a little bit, which turns Logan. We just didn't feel like it was enough that it was going to come back. So that's why we didn't challenge, but we were giving it a good, long, hard look.
But you did think he kicked it. It looked like he did,
So that rule is sticky because – so we score in Pittsburgh on that. And if you're like Ethan Frank the other night in Pittsburgh, he was stopping – he was like coming in, stopping at the crease, and the puck goes in off his foot as he's stopping. So he pushed it in, but he was stopping. Now that there's a fine line between you going in and stopping with your feet and a kicking motion, and that's what that's how they determine the difference. If you kick the puck with your leg, it's supposed to come back. Now, what I saw in that one, it looked like it goes in off his shin pad, but it looked more like a kicking motion to me. So I don't know. I'm going to look at that one again today and get some clarification on the league because we had one like that last year against Toronto. And I'm just going to get a little bit of clarification because I thought that was a kicking motion to me.
Agreed.
Coach Carbs, let's rewind to the weekend on Saturday during the third period of your guys' win over the Penguins, which, by the way, you hung eight goals on them. Caps fans love to see eight goals against the Penguins whenever that can happen. Ovi had the third longest shift of his entire NHL career, 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
Couldn't get him off the ice.
Take us through that, and you're like, oh, my God, Ovi's been at it for almost 5 minutes. What is happening here?
You know what's interesting? Chicky had a long one. Chikrin had a long one last night, too, just coincidentally at the end of the game because we were pressing to try to tie. I want to say his was like up in the 3.5, something like that. But the Pittsburgh shift, so it starts with a power play, and then we get the 5-on-3. And so I know it looks optically when you see the numbers and you're like, whoa, how are you possibly able to sustain a level of play for that long? The 2 minutes is basically a 5-on-3 power play. Then we get another sort of power play sequence and he stays out. So it was an extended shift, but probably one of his better shifts. And obviously we have a man advantage, so you would expect that a little bit, but the amount of scoring chances, shot attempts, puck touches he had was crazy. The broadcast broke down the numbers on the shift and what he had. It was he was, as they say, stuffing the stat box on that
right. shift. Very nice. So, Coach, I was reading up a little bit on one of the new additions to the team this offseason, Brandon Duhame, a.k.a. Dewey. Apparently, he's the team prankster. He's super high energy. And Strome was talking about him a little bit. And one of the quotes from Strome, and I want to know if you're offended by this, Strome said, "You know it's funny when Carbs is laughing behind the bench at some of the stuff that Dewey says." Are you like, come on, man, I have a sense of humor. I get jokes. Come on.
No, because he knows, like, I'm a pretty intense guy when the game's going on in the moment. But when Dewey is, it's hard to keep a straight face with some of the stuff that Dewey says on the bench. So that's what he's referencing, is like in the game, heat of the moment, you know, whatever's going on. Like, usually I'm pretty dialed in and intense in the moment and that, and Dewey will give a one-liner and it's sometimes hard to keep a straight face because it's he's such a great teammate, great guy. He's completely engaged in the game and he's not cracking jokes. This is like him, his intensity and fire and energy that he brings. And whether he's talking about his own teammate or talking about the opposition, he just gets so fired up and he has some one-liners that it's hard to keep a straight face.
So is he like a top two or three chirper on the team? Does he get that title?
So he's more... So, like, opposition chirper, that would, like, we've got a couple guys that'll go back and forth.
Willie's got to be up there. Yeah. Willie's got to be the one seed of chirping the other team, right?
Yeah, he definitely is up there. Dewey's more of a positive, encouraging his teammates, and the lines that he uses are just, like, they're hard not to laugh at and smile because he'll say something about, you know, McMichael or Stromer and it'll be, you know, he'll be sort of giving them a vote of confidence, but also just say it in a real funny one-liner way. So he's more of your rah-rah, like getting the guys going and fired up out on the ice and cheering them on.
Carbs, you know you're Coach of the Year, right?
Well, if we
Patrick and obviously B Mac, but you in particular have done an unbelievable job. And I remember talking to Alan May about this when we were doing the altcast over at Monumental. He said that your coaching skills are off the charts.
Now
you guys are more talented, obviously, but you're Coach of the Year.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go.
Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put the trophy
or whatever? Nice mantle.
Cakes really wants to know if you have a bonus clause in your contract.
I mean,
long way to go, gentlemen. Long way to
that's
go.
That's true. It's meat on that bone. I hear you.
All right.
I mean, it's just an unbelievable job.
Hey, Coach, the D-men are getting it done. During the broadcast last night, they flashed up a graphic. The Caps defensemen have tallied 149 points this season. That's tops in the NHL. How surprised are you and your staff at that stat? I'm sure you knew that it would be improved, especially bringing in Chicky. I mean, he's had a great year, but I mean, to lead the league is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, that's been a huge part of our turnaround. Like the scoring overall, I mean, we're the highest scoring team in the NHL now, which, I mean, if you told me that 6 months ago that at this point in the season we would lead the league in goals, I'm not sure I would believe you. Mm-hmm. And they're a big part of that. We've got some help up front, but our back end has done a great job of contributing. Obviously, like you guys said, Chychrun, but I look at it the whole, like even Sandy, Johnny obviously is doing what he's always done. Reimer contributing. Marty's gotten a little bit better offensively and helping us with his skating and making good decisions with the puck. And Matt Roy. So that it's been a huge part of our success as our back end, because you need that to give you some secondary scoring, and they've done a good job of that.
All right, Coach. Hopefully you get a win in the next one. It's okay to lose every once in a while. We've been having you basically on after win after win after win. Sounds like he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay with it. They're doing good. They're cruising.
You just flush it away.
Coach, real quick, I just looked it up. Last year, after 58 games, you guys were 27-22-9. And this year, you know what your record is. You're 38-12-9. Mm-hmm. Or 8, I'm sorry. So it's an 11-win difference. 10-loss difference. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable year. Keep it rolling, bro. Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, buddy.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com.